The Knicks and the Indiana Pacers square off in the second round of the playoffs, and we've got everything you need to know in this episode. So strap in.
Drop that intro.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered.
Puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game!
Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What is going on, Knicks Nation? We are doing a podcast talking about this upcoming series versus the Indiana Pacers. The Knicks advanced, got done with the Philadelphia 76ers. That was a crazy, one of the all-time great series that we've seen. And now we move on to the Indiana Pacers. This team, the Pacers, obviously comes with a ton of history, and we'll talk about it all tonight. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. Like you mentioned, the Knicks took care of the 76ers in six games onto the Pacers. So can't wait to chop it up and break it down with you guys. And how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. Second round is beginning. You know, we have Jalen Brunson versus Tyrese Halliburton. And you know how Knicks fans are. They choose the villain. And I think Tyrese Halliburton is going to be that next villain, unfortunately for him. But look, this rivalry comes with a ton of history. Obviously, we have the Reggie Miller days, the Spike Lee, the Roy Hibbert block. I think the Pacers posted something on their Twitter with the Reggie Miller choke picture and the Roy Hibbert block in the background that I'll put up here in a few. But, man, Knicks Pacers. Chris, it's back. And Look, this series isn't going to be that easy. I'll tell you that right now. We'll talk about it, but that's just my whole take on this series.
Yeah, no, I agree. I actually agree with you. I'm hearing a lot of, you know, people confident in the Knicks, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I love hearing that. But they're basically saying it's going to be a cakewalk. And I'm just like, pump those brakes a little bit there because, look, you know, there's more to the Pacers than meets the eye. And, you know, we're going to have our – it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle for sure.
Yes, it is. All right. Jalen Brunson leads the entire playoffs, averaging 35.5 points a game, just ahead of Ant-Man, which Anthony Edwards is crazy. But on the Pacers' side, Tyrese Halliburton averaged 16 points, 9 assists on 29% shooting in round one. That's 29% from three. So I guess I wanted to get started on that matchup. So obviously Jalen Brunson, Chris, I mean, he was doing that against the Philadelphia 76ers defense. The length that they were, you know, guarding him with, struggled the first two games, ultimately figured it out. MVP Brunson, I mean, playoff Brunson has arrived. I mean, it's even better than last year, which is crazy.
Which is insane.
It's crazy. So the Pacers, right? The Pacers are known for their offense. They don't really play defense. They can score. They can score a lot. So the Knicks have their hands, you know, full in that regard. But I guess, Chris, if Brunson did that against Philly, like, what is your expectations for him against the Pacers?
More of the same, to be honest. More of the same. Simply because, look, you know, my concern with the Pacers is they got a couple guys they could throw out Jalen Brunson, right? You got guys like Miles Turner, Ben Shepherd. You got, if you think they'll throw Obi Toppin on Jalen Brunson just because he's a bigger dude. Good luck. They do got their fair share. Pascal Siakam even, you know? So similar to the 76ers, I think they're going to throw length at JB.
Yeah.
But what happened in the 76ers series? Jalen Brunson struggled, you know, a bit. Games one, two. And then, boom, game after game after game of just dominance from Jalen Brunson. So I'm expecting more of the same in that regard.
Yeah, Big Task in the chat says Brunson has a personal vendetta against the Pacers coach for benching him. Yeah, I brought that up in my vid that I posted. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Rick Carlisle was a coach of Jalen Brunson in Dallas. I think he benched him in game 7, but Brunson said he's moved on from that. He respects Carlisle because he gave him the opportunity, but you know how Brunson operates, Chris. He's going to say the professional thing in the media, but deep down inside, he's really thinking about that. Like, he takes any little, you know, advantage he can get. He takes it up, balls it up, and just shows his game on the court. But yeah, I think, look, Brunson is going to do his thing. Look, Pacers, you could say they have, I mean, if they want to throw Obi Toppin on, I mean, good luck. Good luck. I mean, they, look, even McConnell, maybe they'll throw McConnell on him when McConnell's in there. McConnell's the scrappy, McConnell's like their Josh Hart kind of, you know,
he's a Nick killer historically too, man. Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, he's like their annoying guy in there. He's like their Kyle Lowry from the first round
season. I was just going to say that. Kyle Lowry.
You know, every one of these teams has like one of their annoying guys on their team that does all the little things for them to help them win. But yeah, Brunson, I think you're going to see if round one was an historic round one for Jalen Brunson, I think I actually have like a bit. I actually think he's going to scale it. He's going to get his points, right? He's going to get 30 to 35 points. He's going to have blow-up games with 40 points. But I think in order to beat this Pacer team, like they share the ball tremendously. Like, I think the highest usage player on their team is, I don't even think it's Haliburton. So they share, the usage rate for Haliburton is 24%. But Brunson is going to get his points, but I think it's the other guys that obviously have to step up like they did in round one, the Josh Harts, the OG Anunoby, who I think will have a great series. And we'll talk about the bench in a bit, but I think, you know, Brunson's assist numbers will be up there. He's going to get his points. I mean, he's going to have an easier time scoring the ball. His mid-range jump shot was lethal in round one. I think it's more of the same. I'm expecting actually more threes from Brunson in this series than in round one because Pacers, they're poor at defending the three. So Dante and Brunson, that backcourt can really get hot in the blink of an eye. So I think, look, Brunson's gonna get his points. Let's put Brunson on like the shelf real quick. Like, he's gonna get his points.
Yeah.
DiVincenzo averaged 24 points a game versus the Indiana Pacers in the regular season. Pacers struggle in terms of guarding the three, and well, they struggle in terms of guarding DiVincenzo behind the arc. I think the Knicks can take advantage of that. Like, I feel like if Devo can get going like he got going in game 6 in Philadelphia, I think, honestly, you know, we can keep up with them scoring-wise, and that just opens up a lot more things for the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Because, look, 76ers made it a point to limit DiVincenzo as much as possible. You know, he was getting bothered by their length as well. But they were a better defensive team than the Pacers. At least, you know, that's what the stats tell you.
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to this series with the Pacers, you know, it's going to be totally different than what we saw with the 76ers. I think our guys are going to be able to get shots off, including DiVincenzo. And I think that's going to be a big key. Because if Devo's on fire, you know, or just taking the attempts that he normally does and getting all wide open looks or open looks at that, you know, I like our chances in the series because that means he's spreading the floor out for everybody else. And that means more shots, more chances for Brunson to create for others.
For sure. John in the chat says, Pacers haven't seen OG Anunoby yet. Bucks play no defense. That's why Pacers were able to score so much. But Knicks will lock down with our defense. Yeah, Pacers, I was looking at their like underlying stats, Chris, and like mid-range was red. They're actually, you know, the three-point shot, Haliburton was bad in the first round, but Siakam wasn't that great in terms of beyond the arc, but obviously they have other guys that will knock down threes on their team, we have to watch. You know, them got those guys coming off the bench. We have to be cognizant of that. But I want to get back to OG Anunoby because I feel like OG Anunoby, look, Pacers, they haven't seen OG Anunoby since the trade. The Knicks traded with the Indiana Raptors, and that was the game where the Knicks were shorthanded in Indiana, so really nobody played in that game. I don't even think they've seen Mitchell Robinson, too, in the season. So Pacers won the season. Right. Pacers won the season series, but you throw that out the window. Like, to me, that doesn't really matter because different team, different players. But I want to go back to the first round. And Chris Middleton on the Bucks, he averaged 18 points a game on 57% shooting for the Milwaukee Bucks against the Indiana Pacers.
Wow.
So that's why I'm really loving OG Anunoby in this series, because I just feel like nobody can guard this man. Like I said it versus Philadelphia, and I'm sticking to that. Like Middleton, I'll watch some of those games, get into his spots, open looks. Some of those were tough shots. But if Middleton can do that, then OG Anunoby, in my opinion, can do more of the same. Look, 18 points on 57% shooting. It's crazy. So, yeah, that's just what I noticed. And that's why I like OG and Dante in this series.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's like you said, OG Anunoby wasn't around when we played the Pacers. Obviously, that trade went down. We were short a bunch of guys. So, in theory, you know, that's an advantage we have. Yeah. OG Anunoby is going to go out there. And the way he performed against the 76ers, look, it wasn't splashy. It wasn't, you know, 25 points, but it was just very well-paced, smart shots, and we needed every bit of it. And I love it. OG Anunoby attacking the defense, you know, not settling for threes only, driving in, showing us the little bit of that mid-range jumper, man. So I think if he continues to do that, I mean, look, who's going to stop him? Who's going to stop him?
I mean, nobody. They have, you know, obviously Siakam, but I don't think he can stop him.
That's actually one thing. Do you think Siakam is just going to guard OG Anunoby? Just like, hey, I know what he's going to do or what he might do. I've been thinking. I mean, on the flip side, you could say the same thing for the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think so. I mean, actually, I do think he'll guard him because those two obviously know each other. Like, they know each other really well. From obviously, they were teammates in Toronto. So, Siakam's going to take it upon himself and maybe, look, I'll guard OG Anunoby. I know his tendencies. I know what he likes to do. Those two are still really good friends. I think at advantage defensively, obviously, I think OG's the better defender. So, I think OG can kind of shut off Siakam's water a little bit. But on the other end, I don't think Pacers have an answer for OG Anunoby, especially if the Knicks get him in, you know, more actions, running off curls. And obviously, he's been attacking. The thing I love about OG Anunoby, he's been attacking a lot. Yeah. And look, every series is different. So as he was attacking versus 76ers, do I think it'll be open versus the Pacers? I do. But maybe he gets more three-point looks because versus Philadelphia, the threes were down for OG Anunoby and the threes were down for Dante DiVincenzo because their length was bothering them. Against the Pacers, things are going to open up. Brunson can get to the hole. And then obviously those kickouts is what led Dante to have such a great season in terms of shooting the ball. Let OG Anunoby parked in the corner in terms of shooting the three. So I feel like it'll open up more in that regard. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think the Pacers in the regular season – defensively, they're ranked in the, you know, in the mid 20s or something like that. So
yeah,
not good. So look, I get it's playoffs. They're probably going to play, you know, with more, you know, just more passion. They're going to play harder. But dude, does that cover up for being a mid 20s ranked defensive team throughout the regular season? I don't think so. So just like you said, I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for the Knicks to score in this, and the key is just going to be, how well do we defend on our end? I think that's going to be the biggest key to this series.
I think, look, let me hit some of these comments and then we'll talk about who I think is the next, like, who I think really needs to have a good series for, you know, success in this series. Johnson says, Pacers is not a better team than the 76ers with Embiid. Fatigue is our enemy with a very short rotation. Yeah.
Yep. Look. Yeah, agree.
Yeah, Pacers play, I think they play eight. Knicks have played seven. Tom Thibodeau, when he was asked, will he expand the rotation? He gave a little vague answer. We'll see. So he's been doing that all year. So Doodle says we need to defend the three better and make our free throws. Yeah. Chris, free throw shooting, man. I mean,
I agree with the free throws, man. Like, I mean, Well, I mean, look, that's also a factor in the series too, because Pacers are not a great free throw shooting team. I mean, I think they're 70% as a team, if I saw it correctly. I'll have to double check, but yeah, I agree. Free throws definitely need to be made by the New York Knicks. Can't leave points on the table.
Yeah, Rick says we need to repeat the same formula: protect home court, win by any means, steal one in Indiana. Indiana is a tough place to play. Basketball city. They love their basketball over there. It's very loud in Indiana. So, look, yeah, protect home court like the Knicks did versus 76ers. You get the first two, put the pressure on the Pacers, and then sort of have them doubting themselves, because a lot of experts are picking the Knicks in this series. I've seen a lot of Knicks experts and experts around the league obviously picking the Knicks. Look, we should win this series, guys. Look, I'll get my predictions towards the end, but we should ultimately win this series, but every series is different. It's not going to be easy. But look, the Knicks can come out and firing, and I can be like, okay, this could be a short series. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, it's definitely going to be a tough series, and I'll save my prediction, obviously, to the end as well. But, you know, look, the Pacers aren't a pushover team. They're at where they're at for a reason. I know the Bucks didn't play any defense. You know, they're like a shell of themselves without Giannis and with Dame Lillard in and out of that lineup. But look, that's still a team of veteran guys that know how to get it done at a high level, and they couldn't cut it for whatever reason. But, yeah. You know, I just don't want to overlook the Pacers either, because I feel like that's just, you know, that's just asking for trouble, in my opinion.
All right, so Miles Turner, Nembhard, and Ben Shepherd. Those are three names I want Knicks fans to keep an eye on this series. Miles Turner, in the first round, he shot 45% from three. Nembhard shot 45% from three in the first round. Ben Shepherd shot 47% from three in the first round. These are elite numbers. Look, Bucks, I get it. They don't really, they're defensively, they were checked out. They had a rough season, but these are still great three-point shooters. Which brings me to my point, Chris. Miles Turner, obviously, that's going to be his assignment.
Yeah.
Do you have faith in Hartenstein to get out on Miles Turner and defend those threes? Because we know Mitch kind of struggles with defending threes in his career. But now that Hartenstein obviously is starting, yeah, I guess talk about that and what do you see in that matchup?
When it comes to Iheart guarding Miles Turner, who obviously stretches the floor.
Yeah.
Can he get out there? Yeah, I think he will. I think it'll be less of an issue for him than, say, Embiid was. Because, look, I'd be lying if I didn't say Iheart was not, you know, struggling against Embiid. You know, he just, for whatever reason, Embiid is just a foul magnet out for obvious reasons. Don't even want to get into that. But that's not Miles Turner, right? Miles Turner is not going to be that savvy, draw that many fouls like that. He'll probably try to, but he's more of a, you know, wants to either shoot the three ball or you know, post up, you know, inside. So I think that's to Iheart's favor. You know, that's an advantage for Iheart. Doesn't have to really do too much defensively to just keep him in check, as long as he does get up. Because Miles Turner does have these games where he just shoots three after three after three, and it doesn't matter if he's making them or missing them. He keeps shooting them.
Yeah.
So I think that could be in our favor if he's having an off night. But again, I've seen him have crazy nights where he hits seven threes. So I think overall, though, Iheart will do the job on him.
Yeah, I think so, too. Those are high percentages from the Pacers. But the crazy thing is Haliburton was shooting mid-range. He was shooting, I think, like 60%, something crazy. But from behind the arc, he was struggling a lot. I think he was shooting like in the 20s. So I kind of want the Knicks to kind of make Haliburton a three-point shooter. Try to, you know, maybe go under the picks, maybe kind of dare him to shoot to see if he still has it in him. Because obviously, ever since the hamstring injury, look, Haliburton is still a great player. But from behind the arc, he's been struggling. So maybe, you know, first game, fill him out a little bit, go behind the picks, see if he's willing to shoot. But got to be careful with that. Yeah. But yeah, I think Hartenstein does a good job at, you know, contesting threes. I feel like, you know, Miles Turner will have Hartenstein closer to the three-point line. So maybe if you think that'll lessen the Knicks' chances on getting defensive rebounds, I don't necessarily think that because obviously we have a medicine Josh Hart. But
yeah,
in terms of Nembhard, 45%, Ben Shepherd, 47%. I think Shepherd comes off the bench, if I'm not mistaken.
I think
that's firepower. That's straight firepower from them from behind the arc, you know? And I think, look, do you think at times in this series the Knicks are going to need more offense? Do you feel like we have enough offense for them? Maybe you feel like the Knicks are better defensively, so that kind of cancels out their offense.
That's kind of what I'm banking on. You know, I'm banking on the Knicks showing up defensively, you know, giving the Pacers looks that they weren't getting from Milwaukee. Hopefully, you know, defending the three ball a lot better and not giving up clean looks there. But I think ultimately that's the way I'm thinking it's going to go. Yeah. You know, the Knicks are going to play that gritty defense, you know, scramble everywhere, contest every single shot, and then score their points on the other end. And just hope that, you know, we come out on top offensively. So I think that's what's going to even things out, in my opinion. I'm not sure, like, I would love to say, yeah, they're going to need more offense. But, you know, then you're banking on Deuce, Josh Hart, having monster games. Not that they can't. But, you know, I think maybe it's not something you can expect to happen every single night, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you expect any Alec Burks in this series? That was a question floating around on Twitter. Those in the chat, you can tune in as well. Alec Burks has been obviously parked on the bench for a while now. No Alec Burks in round one. He's been, you know, MIA. I think he was even dealing with a shoulder injury. But I just feel like at times in this series, there may be, you know, times where the Knicks are going to be searching for more offense. I could be wrong. But I don't know. You see Alec Burks coming in this series at all?
Hey, that's actually a question I had myself because, you know, I just feel, you know, the Knicks have that 7-man rotation right now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you told us about the Tibbs little quote who said, you know, we'll see type of thing if he opens up the rotation. But I feel like, and I guess it all depends on the flow of how these games are going. You know, do the Knicks play at their same pace? Do the Pacers speed things up? I think that's going to be kind of telling which way it goes as far as our rotation, right? Because guys are going to be, if they're running up and down the court and it's a track meet, I think you're going to need more guys out there. Why not give Alec Burks a shot, you know? See if he's gotten through the, you know, the regular season woes he's had since coming back to the Knicks.
We know Thibs. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to have to be, I think if anyone's going to get in there, I think Precious will get some rotation minutes in there.
Yeah.
Because obviously they have Obi coming in off the bench, who we know. Shout out to Obi Toppin. That's going to be a little fun battle.
Yeah.
McConnell and Shep. Has McConnell been starting for them? Or no?
I don't think he's been starting, but he's definitely been closing some games because he's had some big games for them.
Yeah.
I think in the game where they closed out the Bucks, he had like 25 or something.
Yeah. And then obviously our bench, you have Deuce, Mitchell Robinson, and it's whether or not you think the Knicks will go eight. Like, do you think the Knicks will go an 8-man rotation? They went 7 when Bogdanovich, look, I said it, Bogdanovich in this series, Chris, if he was healthy,
yeah,
he could have been a major piece for us, man. He
could have been that quick shot from three and just,
yeah.
It sucks that he's gone, man. This is the perfect series for Bogdanovich to show his stuff.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But it's if Thibs goes that 8, man. If it's Precious or Burks, I think it's more likely to be Precious because at times the Knicks are going to be searching for more of a defensive angle. Because scoring wise, I honestly think they can keep up with the Pacers. If not, they can score more than them. Obviously, Brunson is going to get wherever he wants to in this series. He's going to get to his spots. He's going to, you know, share the rock like he has been. He's been putting up 40-plus points, and he's been assisting. And that's with, you know, at times Dante was struggling in that first round. OG Anunoby had a great first round series, but the catch and shoot 3-point shots weren't there in that first round due to the length. I think it'll be opened up in the second round. And obviously Josh Hart was had an amazing first round. So I think seven is going to be enough because we're conditioned. But at times I feel like it's, I know Dibs. Like I don't see him going to Burks like this second round of the playoffs. Like I could be wrong, but I don't know.
I mean, who's to say he wouldn't though, just because, Bogdanovich is now gone. Maybe he goes, all right, Burks, you know, next man up, you got to take a spot. Maybe he didn't do it, you know, in the Philly series because that series was just a grinded out series and he just didn't want to take the risk of, you know, putting in Burks in that situation. But, you know, who's to say he won't slot him in for Bogdanovich at this point? You know, new series, started fresh, see how it goes. Not to say he's going to be out there 20, 30 minutes, but, you know, I could see him out there for like, you know, giving Brunson a spell, maybe here or two, a minute or two, especially in the early games, considering the cage match and battle they went through with the 76ers playing, you know, 55 minutes and whatnot. You know, I could see him playing a minute or two.
Hit some of these comments. Omar says no Alec Burks, keep him on the bench. And then Nick's Cave says, I say play him. Have nothing to lose. Give him some minutes, 5 to 8 minutes, and see how they play. And then Big Nick Energy in the chat says Precious deserves minutes between being a good rim runner on pick and rolls and guarding Siakam from being familiar in Toronto. That's another thing, you know. OG Anunoby and Precious are very familiar with Siakam. Yeah. Obviously, OG Anunoby would probably be the main defender on Pascal Siakam. And who do you think guards Haliburton? Hart?
I want to say Hart just because he has the length and that combination with Devo as well. Because, I mean, look, the nice thing is, I guess, coming out of the 76ers series is that, yes, Tyrese Haliburton is going to be a handful. He's crafty with the ball for obvious reason. He's the floor general. But he doesn't have that speed, you know, that speed that Tyrese Maxey has where he could just blow by every defender, including the help defense, and just score at will. You know, not to say Tyrese Haliburton can't score, but he doesn't have that speed factor Tyrese Maxey has. So I think that's another advantage, you know, for us.
I think he only scored over 20 points once in the first round, but, I mean, he's doing everything else out there. So, look, Haliburton is still, like, a major piece for them, and he's still distributing, still hitting his mid-range shot, struggling from behind the arc. Big Nick Energy says it's Haliburton, Naismith, Nembhard, Siakam, and Turner, and McConnell can sometimes close over Nembhard. Yeah, Nembhard is an also sneaky guy on their team. Pacers got a lot of sneaky dudes on their team,
man. Yeah, they got a lot of nice players, man. Yeah. They might not be household names, but they can all score for the most part, you know, for obvious reasons. The Pacers are, you know, the top team offensively, but, you know, they could defend a little bit too. It's just not as good as, you know, what the Knicks can provide on that end.
So I said OG Anunoby, I think, is going to have a major series, and I think Dante is going to have a coming out party versus the Pacers. Yeah. He did well versus them, versus the regular season. I think over 24 points against them. He had a blow up game, almost 40 points against them, 38 spot on them in the regular season. Who do you think is the kind of guy that the X factor for you in this series from the Knicks side? Those in the chat, you can tune in as well. Who do you think is going to dominate this series? Obviously, Brunson. Guys, we know he's going to dominate.
But I can't pick Brunson? Damn.
No, you can't pick Brunson.
You know what? I want to say Precious is going to have a big series. You know, I could be wrong. He never sees the court, you know, similar to the 76ers series. But I still feel Precious has a lot to offer for this team. And with the Pacers, you know, they got a lot of big dudes out there. So, you know, I think he's going to be key only because he can contest, you know, Siakam, Miles Turner, Obi Toppin when they're out there on the perimeter if the Pacers want to stretch the floor out when, let's say, Mitch or IR are there. You know, I think Precious is going to be huge in that aspect, and he's quick enough to, you know, recover, get down and help defense, you know, help a defender with some help defense, or run back to 3-point line and contest a shot. So I think for me, it's precious.
Yeah, I think it's – I honestly think it's Dante. I think he's going to have a huge series. I think Dante DiVincenzo is going to have a massive series. I think he's going to average over 20 points in the series. They really have nobody to, you know, defend him. I think he's going to get to, you know, open looks a lot. And that, look, that's the Pacers' weakness, obviously. And I think Dante, he killed them during the regular season. And I feel like it's going to be more of the same. 20 to 25 points a game in this series. And it's going to – when those Dante's threes go in, man, it's a great team. It's a great team. Why does my camera keep doing that?
Do you think that the Knicks unlocked a little bit extra from Dante defensively in that last 76ers game?
You called it, man.
It was clear to me that they told him, hey, don't gamble too much. Just stay in front of your man. And man, did he shut down Maxey for three quarters.
Look, they can throw Dante at Halley, they can throw hard at Halley. Expect a lot of that. Even OG at times at Halley, like they did versus Maxey. But I think mainly OG is going to be guarding Siakam. But defensively, look, he's an underrated, very underrated defender, and Dante DiVincenzo was. I think he was one of the league leaders in deflections. And I think his great defense will lead to some, you know, open looks for the Knicks, fast break, transition buckets. But you called it, man. You said you wanted Dante in versus 76ers to guard Maxey. And then they put him on Maxey in game six, and he shut off his water. So, yeah. I mean, Dante is like another – look, we've said it all year. Another one of great – another great Leon Rose signings. But he's just been so great for us. Like, if he can average 20 to 25 a game this series, which I think he will – I honestly think the Knicks, I don't want to say like this is going to be an easy one, but I have a poll in the chat. I think the poll ended by, I think 35 votes on the poll. I might put the poll back up. What's your predictions for this series? Knicks in 6 won that at 51%. Knicks in 5, 34%. Knicks in 4, 11%. Knicks in 7 at 2%. I didn't put Pacers winning anywhere. But yeah, I think Dante will have a massive series. I do.
Yeah. I agree. Look, it's no secret the Pacers struggled defensively. And if Dante is the one they're leaving open for whatever reason, I'm sure he's going to make them pay for it. So I think that's a good pick. There's many, many ways to go. You could even say Josh Hart, you know, simply because of his motor and just the defensive, you know, offensive rebounds, clutch shot after clutch shot, you know. It's gonna be a fun series, man.
That's one thing the Pacers don't really do well is rebound the basketball. So you have the Knicks, great rebounding team. Pacers, I think they were 26 in rebounding. You have the Knicks, slowest pace team in the NBA. I think the Pacers were one of the fastest pace team in the NBA. But normally that's like, oh, that's a recipe for disaster, right? No, the Knicks like to play the game at their own pace. If they're playing the game at their own pace, if they're keeping the Pacers, if they're slowing the game down, grabbing offensive rebounds on top of that, gaining those extra possessions, kind of slowing down Maxey and obviously slowing down Siakam and Turner, those guys are still going to get their points. But I think it's the other guys on the Pacers that is the role players, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it versus the 76ers. They really didn't except Buddy Hield in game six. They really didn't get their contributions from their role players, but the Pacers have been. So I think, look, somebody said in the chat, Deuce McBride too, same as Dante getting open in transition. I think Deuce is going to have a massive series as well. And I think this matchup bodes well for Deuce. I really do, because obviously jack of all trades can pretty much guard. Pacers are not that, like, he can guard Halley. He can guard Nembhard. Deuce is, I think he's going to have a great series as well. Great round one, but I feel like this series, fast pace, run and gun, I think Deuce is going to, obviously he's going to play a lot already, but
yeah. Yeah, and like you said, you know, the Pacers obviously like to run and gun. Knicks like to play their slow pace game.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be another big factor in this, you know? Can the Knicks, you know, just continue playing at the same pace they want to, or do the Pacers control the game? You know, that's going to be huge in my opinion. But yeah, look, I think Deuce is going to have a good series. He's made tough baskets in the 76ers series, played really well for us. One of our better three-point shooters at that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, it's going to be a fun series. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be a cakewalk, you know. And I think another big factor in this series is going to be how do the Knicks defend Tyrese Halliburton when he's breaking down the defense. In my opinion, I want guys to stay home. You know, let Tyrese mm-hmm. create something in the paint if he's in there. Let him put up a shot. Don't double him, you know, because I think that's exactly what they want us to do. Because there's no secret Tyrese Halliburton wants to pass that ball.
Yeah. Not shooting the three well. And I, look, good observation as well. Almighty in the chat says, do y'all see this going seven? What do you think, Chris?
I don't see it going seven.
Yeah.
I don't see it going seven. I mean, again, I could be wrong. This could be another, you know, classic series between the Knicks and the Pacers. But, you know, I just think, again, defense wins championships, and the Knicks have the recipe for, you know, when it comes to defense. Yeah. So I think the Knicks are just going to do their thing defensively and then outscore the Pacers.
94 people in the chat. Appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you smash this subscribe button. Hit the thumbs up button. The Knicks Pacers round one. It's here, guys. It's here. Round two, excuse me. Round one behind us. Round two is here. Boy, this rivalry, man. I mean, you're going to have Spike on the court. Reggie probably, you know, somewhere in the building doing a choke thing. The trolls are going to come out.
Oh, man.
But I'm ready for it, man. Bring it on. Yeah, OB angle. Remember that audio came out during last summer with OG, yep. with OB saying, calling Thibs pretty much a dumb coach, doesn't know how to coach. Jalen Brunson getting benched in the game seven.
That's a lot of drama to this series, man.
Is there, or am I trying to like build it up? Is there really drama? Man. I mean,
if you really read into it, you could even go, you know, Wally Szczerbiak telling Tyrese Halliburton he's not a star, you know?
Yeah.
All of that. Like, there's a lot of things there, man. You know, Roy Hibbert blocking Carmelo, which I still have nightmares about.
Why? Why'd you have to bring that up, Chris?
I'm sorry, man. It just popped up, man. If you're going to say Pacers versus Knicks, man, I think that's the number one thing that pops into my head, bro. It sucks,
I need the Knicks to please win this series so I can get that memory. Yeah. Just
erase it. It's gone.
Out of my head. Like, I want that memory out of my head. Pacers posted something. I think I posted in the YouTube, but they pretty much posted a graphic. Well, let me bring this graphic up. No, that's the wrong graphic. Where is this graphic? There it is. From the Indiana Pacers Twitter account. The next chapter of the playoff rivalry starts Monday. Halliburton in the front. They got Reggie Miller with the choke. And of course, they got Roy Hibbert blocking Carmelo Anthony in the background.
Oh man!
So
that's kind of hard, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it is hard. I like that picture. Look at this! Bring it on, man! Bring it on! Like,
it's man, look at Melo right there, man. He was, oh man, that was just so close, man.
I'm ready.
And where was Roy Hibbert after that?
Ghost.
Exactly.
Ghost.
Damn shame.
Hit some of these comments. Nostalgic, what's going on? Precious and OG Garden Siakam. I do think, look, I think we're going to see Precious. I think we're going to see Precious. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense for Precious Achiuwa to play in this series, right?
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
I feel like Precious can body up Siakam, you know? You know, Siakam, not saying he's not a strong dude or nothing, but Precious is a big dude. You know, I feel like he could bully him a bit down in the paint. And cause some trouble for him.
Yeah.
See you, Omar.
What did Omar say in the chat?
No, he was just saying that we got to get back for that Reggie Miller.
Yeah, we do. This is from the Pacers account. Yeah. So look, they're starting to stew things up. I do think the OB angle will be a little bit of fun in this series. OB, yeah. Obviously. coming in off the bench with them. Look, Knicks know Obi's tendencies, but look, Obi. One thing about Obi is that he's not afraid of the moment. He's not.
Yeah.
He had big moments last year for us in the playoffs, so I expect him to ball out. I do.
Can he be? You think he's gonna be their X factor? I mean, look, it's no secret he brings the energy, those spark plays. Hopefully, not throwing down any dunks on us. But look, man, he played. I think the last game as well, he had like over 20 points, hitting three balls. Are we gonna see the Obi Toppin revenge game?
He played well for them in the first round. Last game, closeout game, 21 points and 8 rebounds, 12 points before that, 13 points, 15 points. He's been giving them what they've asked from him. And look, that's Obi Toppin. Like, he comes in, spark off the bench, high flyer, brings that energy. So that's why I think when Obi comes in, that's where I think Precious maybe can even guard Obi too. Quick on his feet, you know. He's a bigger guy. Same. I think he's a little bit taller than Obi. So I think he can kind of match with Obi Toppin. Get out there on the perimeter. Obi likes to be parked out there in the perimeter. Halliburton loves to throw the ball to Obi Toppin in the corners. So put some length on him. And physicality. The Knicks need to be physical too. That's one thing I also brought up. Because Pacers, I think if we can be physical with them, open up game one, just be physical with them. Let them know, like, this is how we're going to do with this series. If we can do that, I think kind of get the Pacers off their game a little bit. But yeah, in terms of Obi, I think Precious can also, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about that, to be honest, but I think, he's quick enough, you know? Precious has those quick feet. He's able to just move around the court for a big dude really well. So, you know, Obi's always going to be posted up at the corner three. And you just got to watch out for those backdoor cuts where he loves to catch those lobs, you know? So do I think Precious can handle that? I think so, man. I think so. It remains to be seen, though, if Tibbs is going to even allow Precious to play. But I think he will. I really do.
Yeah, I think the Knicks, they got to open up physical, be physical with them, get the crowd involved. Get them chanting some things towards the Pacers. Young team, too. But, look, they beat the Bucks. Say what you want. I get it. They were shorthanded.
Yeah.
But at times in that series, they did look overwhelmed a little bit. I think they got blown out in one of those games. I think Dame went off in one of those games, which is why I think Brunson's going to have another amazing series. But they're a young team, kind of their first experience in MSG. But they have also some guys over there that, you know, the moment isn't too big for them. So just got to respect them at the end of the day. And that's what you got to do, because you can't overlook these guys, you know?
Exactly. And that's the thing. I don't want to overlook them. I don't want to look ahead at the next series or say we're going to win this 100%. Like, I don't want to do that. Because look, they're riding on cloud nine right now, you know? They haven't been here in a while. Finally beat a team going to the second round, you know, they're all hyped. And they're not just going to come out and lay down, you know? So it's going to be a hell of a series, man. It's going to be a hell of a series.
It is going to be a hell of a series. Look at this. Who is this? From the
Brett,
Mets.
80. Brady, third baseman
doing Brunson.
New York Mets.
Brett Brady.
I love it, man. Love it. New York supporting New York. I know you're not a Mets fan, Ant, but I am. You know, it's orange and blue all around, man. Hey, why you taking off so quick, man?
Shout out to Beatty. This was from Jimmy Butler, man. You heard Jimmy Butler talking all that crap, saying if he was still playing that the Knicks would be home. Who else did he say?
I think he shouted out who was it? He said Knicks. He said I don't remember.
He says someone else.
I don't
else.
Know Josh Hart caught a stray in it.
Yeah, Josh Hart caught a stray. And look, Jimmy Butler is like the biggest troll ever. Like, come on, Jimmy Butler. You're home right now in Cancun. Enjoy it. And it is what it is. So you shouldn't be talking. That's my whole opinion on that matter.
I don't know why, man. Why even talk? Like you said, you're not even in the playoffs right now. Your team got bounced. Yeah. You're going to be over here talking about other teams and coaches? Come on.
Yes, sir. And this is Tom Thibodeau. And if he expands the rotation from 7 for the Indiana series, Tom Thibodeau says, quote, we could, end quote. Wow. So, look, guys, I feel like Tom Thibodeau will expand it. I feel like Precious will get those extra minutes. Maybe I think there's like a 5% chance Alec Burks can possibly get in there. But I honestly don't think that Burks will play in this series. But ultimately, I feel good. Look, I feel good. I feel confident about this series. I really do. If the Knicks can stick to their script, continue doing what they're doing, I really feel like there's going to be games where you're going to look at the offensive rebounding numbers like the Philadelphia 76ers series, and just there's going to be like the Knicks 15 offensive rebounds, the Pacers 5. There's going to be games like that. Yeah. And that kind of demoralizes teams, and that's how the Knicks beat you. They've been doing it all season long, and so the Knicks will win this series if what, Chris? If blank. Those of you in the chat can tune answer the question as well. The Knicks will win this series if blank.
If the New York Knicks can slow down the Pacers' offense and Jalen Brunson continues his MVP play. Simple. Which I think two things that are most likely going to happen. You know, the Knicks' defense is going to show up and Brunson's going to be spectacular, man.
Yeah, I think the Knicks will win this series if we play better defense than the Pacers, and that's a given. I feel like the Knicks, honestly, were the better defending team. We have Anunoby, who hasn't played against the Pacers this year, unguardable. I brought up the stats earlier that Middleton averaged 19 points on like 60% shooting from the field. So I think Anunoby can have a big series. But I feel like if we continue to play our brand of basketball, Capella with Jalen Brunson doing his thing, I just feel like the Knicks are going to be too much for the Pacers at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, hey.
I think so too, man.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I'm picking the Knicks in 5 in this one. Like, I have the Knicks winning this in 5. I feel like Indiana can get one. But I feel like if we can come out the gate, win both of our games at home, win a game in Indiana. Also, where did OG Anunoby go to in college? He went to Indiana. So that's why I also think he'll have a big series. And obviously the Pascal Siakam angle, his friend. So expect a big series out of Anunoby, man.
Do we see an OG Anunoby poster dunk on Siakam? You know, we already got the Embiid. He kind of had to get that one back, man. But did we get one on Siakam? I hope so.
Anybody, man. I mean, OG Anunoby was dunking on everybody. Like, he is out for blood. Yeah. Like, amazing player.
Pops, man. He takes off from, I mean, look, I know he has that long wingspan and whatnot, but he takes off, man. It's like, good luck. Good luck stopping that man.
Yeah, good luck, man. I mean, look. He's been our rock. There's a reason why the New York Knicks are, 24-5 with OG Anunoby. Yeah, I posted a graphic today and on the Knicks Nation channels. It's crazy. Like, it's absolutely crazy. Him paired with Jalen Brunson, I actually think they're, 24-4 with JB? Or 24-3, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Because I think he missed, 2 games or something.
Yeah, so that's why I think he's going to have a big series. He went to college in Indiana, and Middleton had such a great round one versus the Pacers. But look, I feel like the Knicks can win this series if they continue to play their brand of basketball, demoralize the Pacers on the glass, demoralize them, just out hustle them. But Pacers can keep up. They're a young team, spry team, you know. But if the Knicks beat the 76ers, like, I just don't see. 76ers were tough, man. Like, that was a tough series. Like, yeah. Embiid with all his antics, and the Knicks overcame all of that stuff. Now, I don't want to see the Knicks take the Pacers lightly and get smacked in the mouth in game one, and then it's a whole different story. But
I don't think that'll play out. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I don't think it'll play out that way. Knicks are always focused on the next game, not looking ahead or anything. So I don't think they'll take them lightly. But my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
The thing about the Pacers, they play better as a team. Like, their role players are better than the 76ers role players. Mm-hmm. So 76ers have more, you know, star power, like Maxey and Embiid. But I feel like this, the Pacers, they can just outshoot you. There's going to be games where it's going to be like 120 to 130. Like, there's going to be those games, even if the Knicks are playing great defense. Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be like final score 91-93, Knicks win. But, hey, it could be. The Pacers get rattled in MSG, but it's just Maxey, man. I mean, not Maxey, Haliburton, head of the snake. What are you going to do with him, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I like I said, I feel like let him, you know, do what he does. He's going to try to break down the defense, and he's going to want to draw in that help defender and dish the ball. You know, that's Haliburton's bread and butter, in my opinion. Obviously, he can score the ball. But like you mentioned, ever since he had that hamstring issue, he hasn't been quite the same. We know he's not 100%. Nobody is at this point in the season, right?
Yeah.
But in my opinion, you know, I think the Knicks are going to take this series in six. I'm going Knicks in six only because I have a feeling Haliburton's going to have one of those big games, you know, because it's the Knicks. He gets extra motivated to play them. He's probably going to have a big game where he starts hot. And the Knicks probably start doubling him, and he's just going to have a field day finding the open man. So, but I'm still positive that Knicks are going to win this in six. So that's my take on it.
Chris says Knicks in six. I say Knicks in five. Oh, man, I'm ready, man. I'm ready for the Pacers. I think Josh Hart will have an absolute amazing series. Shot 43% from three in round one. Leading the playoffs in minutes at 46 minutes a game.
Insane.
40% from the field. But this is why the Knicks have been conditioned to do this. You know, people say Thibs plays his players too much, this and that, yada, yada, yada. I mean, now look, guys are performing well. I mean, the free throw percentage is down, and I think most of that has to do with fatigue at the end of the day. But all in all, I think we're conditioned. I think we're ready. I think we're built for this. And this team is special. We've been special all year. We did it in round one, and expect more of the same in round two. So,
yeah. And I like what Knicks will be 2024 NBA champ said. If the Pacers can't control the boards, they can't control the tempo. And that's absolutely correct. And look, we're talking about iHeart and Josh Hart. We haven't even talked about Mitch. You know, Mitch shut down Embiid. You know, in the last series. So Mitch is going to be out there as well. We all know what he does on the boards. And it's true. If we win the rebound battle, they can't fly up and down the court.
Yeah.
They'll play at our pace. And that's, again, another advantage to the Knicks.
You know, it's funny you brought up Mitchell Robinson. He had such a great series against Embiid, banging, being physical with Embiid. Do you feel like this matchup is good? Is a good one for Mitchell Robinson? Pacers can spread the floor. You know, they can have five guys on the court that can shoot the three. I mean, like Embiid did, you know, Embiid, I mean, he was shooting that three, but there's going to be times where, which is why I think Precious will ultimately get in the game. There's going to be times where Precious, you know, I think we'll be calling for Precious.
Yeah.
But look, Mitch, I'm not worried about Mitch until I see it, you know? But you get what I'm saying? Like, the matchup-wise?
Yeah, it's no secret that Mitch struggles when they try to pull him out to the perimeter. Yeah. You know, there's no secret when it comes to contesting out there. Can he get some stops and blocks? Yeah, we've seen him do it before. But he does struggle out there. So I understand completely. But I think Thibs will, you know, kind of live with it a bit. You know, see how it looks at first. You know, see how things are flowing. But I do think Mitch is going to go out there and look. If the Pacers aren't hitting their shots, Mitch is going to be grabbing them boards, man.
Knicks 100 GM brings up, he says, we all know Turner normally turns into an all-star versus Mitchell Robinson. Yeah, but now look, that's starter Mitchell Robinson. You know, this is bench Mitchell Robinson we're talking about. So
it's true.
But yeah, I remember some matchups where Turner was absolutely torching Mitch.
Yeah.
Especially in Indiana. Dang, you just
I think there was one game where he hit like four or five threes or something like that, and he just got rolling. But But yeah, now it'll be iHeart, which I think iHeart does a better job. Look, he did struggle against Embiid, but let's be honest, Embiid was hitting some tough shots, man. You know, hand in his face, and he's still draining shots. So,
yeah.
Do I think Turner is at the level of Embiid? I don't think so. But can he hit some tough shot? Probably will. Probably not at the clip that Embiid did, though.
Lamar says game one is the most important game. Go get that one. Yeah, Lamar. Yeah. Obviously, we want to get the road team wants to steal one. They want to take game one. They want to make you feel like, oh, damn, you know. What the Heat did last year to us, remember the second round, everyone was hyped about playing the Miami Heat. We were going to the Eastern Conference Finals way before that series started. That's what we were all talking about. He came in, they won game one, kind of humbled us a little bit. Take game one, demoralize the Pacers. Somebody said in the chat that the run and gun offense doesn't work in the playoffs. Look, Pacers, they were scoring a bit versus the Milwaukee Bucks, so... But I don't think that's going to work a lot versus the Knicks because obviously we're a better defending team. We got guys to kind of shut their water off. Like if Siakam has it going and he had a few big games in round one, I think OG Anunoby knows Siakam's tendencies, knows what he likes to do. I feel like that's advantage us in terms of like defensively, you know. But Siakam is still going to get his points. But I feel like OG, look, man. OG, I can't say great things about this guy. Every time I say OG Anunoby, like it's just roses and the.
Hey man, I still feel bad that I doubted OG Anunoby. You know when the trade went down, I was like, hey man, this guy's probably just a little bit better defensively than RJ. You know, I'm still living that one down, but he's incredible, man. He's been incredible for us on the Knicks, and look, I'm sure he's gonna be on Pascal Siakam. Probably more than we think. So,
yeah,
you know, Siakam did have a good series against the Bucks. You know, he was a big factor in that as well. Apparently now he likes to leak out, you know, and get quick post-ups. So that's something to watch for. And I'm sure, you know, who better than OG Anunoby to go out there and stop his old teammate.
Joshua says, I want revenge for 2013.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. I want revenge. For that series. All of us remember that series.
That was a series where they said the Knicks were going to roll through the Pacers, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's why we got to stay focused. One game at a time.
Stay focused. One game at a time. We're here. Second round. Knocked out the 76ers. They say worst second team of all time. That's what they were saying. Some of them were saying. Okay.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. Everybody was saying, you know, oh, it's not your average seven seed. We're not your average seven seed. And then after they lost, it's like, ah, we were the seven seed.
Yeah.
You know.
Come on now. So on the Pacers side, Chris, who are you watching? Like, who over there do you feel like could have a big series for them? Could be anybody.
I say Miles Turner.
Yeah.
I say Miles Turner simply because, you know, like for all the things we mentioned about Mitch. But even I'm a little worried about iHeart just because, look, again, I know it was a Joel Embiid, but he did cause problems being out there in the perimeter. And I don't know if iHeart, you know, I'm sure he's going to bounce back because Joel Embiid is just a different monster. But I think Miles Turner can give us some problems.
Yeah. Likewise, I mean, he had 5 points in that closeout game, but they didn't really need him. He had 29 points, 4-10 from three, 7-9 from three, 104 from three, 0-3 from three. Just got to get up.
Yeah.
7-9.
7-9 from three is exactly, that would be nightmare scenario for us.
Yeah, but look, guys, I think we're good. Like, ultimately, I feel like the Knicks can win this series. They should win this series. If we don't, something went wrong. That's just how I'm looking at it because, look, I'm respecting the Pacers. I'm giving them their props. I'm not saying – it's funny. I'm not saying this is an easy series, but I'm picking the Knicks in five. But I just feel like the Knicks should win this series, and if they don't, something went wrong because what we saw versus the Philadelphia 76ers is a team that's hungry, is a team that's ready, is a team that's trying to shut the world up and has shut the world up. Led by their man in Jalen Brunson. and you're facing a Pacer team who the defense is optional. Just put it that way. But Brunson should go off, which is why I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling good. But I remember last year, I was feeling the same way versus the Heat. So I'm trying to humble myself, but I feel like the Knicks, I feel like we're in a good spot.
No, yeah, I agree. I agree. Not that I'm a biased fan or anything, but I'm lying. The Knicks definitely, I feel like they're going to win this in six. You know,
yeah.
I really do. I'm confident because there's no Embiid and Maxey out there, you know?
Yeah.
Not to downplay Tyrese Maxey. Look, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, he's a hell of a player. What's with all these Tyrese, man? We got to go through every Tyrese.
I know, right?
But look, I don't want to downplay Halliburton or anything like that. Obviously, he's an all-star. You know, he's a great player. But there's really nobody else out there that scares me like an Embiid or a Tyrese Maxey would, you know? Just that combination of, you know, just dominance in the post or being able to stretch the floor or having elite speed with every step back in the book. You know, the Pacers don't have somebody like that. Can Halliburton obviously score? Yes. Can he dish the rock? Yes. Can he play make? Yes. But, you know, it's not the same, in my opinion, as having to go against a Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, it's team versus team. And I think the Knicks come out on top because we're the better, well-rounded team when it comes to defense and offense. That's just the way I see it.
Likewise, Tyler, what's going on in the chat? Turner is a tough matchup for our bigs, but if we can handle Embiid, I think they can handle Turner. Yes. Tyler exactly. Also says, I'll throw up if Miles Turner goes 7-9 from us. Look, Pacers, one thing they do well is obviously they have guys that can shoot the three well, really well. But I think the Knicks can try to make Halliburton dare him to shoot. Dare him to shoot. If he's going to make it, because he's been struggling there, especially in the first round. So, but the Pacers, they can spread the floor, man. They can spread the floor. So,
yep.
Yeah.
That's why I say Knicks defenders just got to stay home, you know? Stay home. Don't let Halliburton get the chance to hit a wide open man for three. I think that's going to be a big key for the game. How do we defend Halliburton?
Big Tass is, y'all scared. Knicks in four. Big Task is confident in the chat, man.
I love that. He's calling us out. He's like, yo, forget five, forget six. It's going to happen. It's going to be a sweep.
He's bringing out the sweeps. Look, Indiana, I remember that place being extremely loud in the playoffs. And that's a tough place to play, but we got guys that are battle tested. Let's go. Sweep. Got a couple. Got Knicks in five in here. Knicks in five. Knicks in six. Knicks in six. Four, five, Big Tass is four. I'm calling it.
You got Rasta, the room out already.
Rasta in the city says, go New York, go New York, go. Look, man, we here, man. Round two, let's get it going. Let's get it going, man. I feel like we're hungry. We're ready for the moment. And we're built for this. As long as JB is leading us like he has been.
Yep.
I'm feeling confident. I really am. I'm feeling great. It's the best time of the year. Let's go.
I feel good, man. It's time to get past the second round, right? Let's get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Don't say that yet. Don't speak that yet. Don't put that in yet. I don't really want to think about that yet. But yeah. We gotta worry about the Pacers, and then obviously we can
Of course.
Chris touched the money already. Come on, Chris.
I couldn't help myself, man.
Touched the money already. Rasta says we got to give Alex some minutes. He can get up and down the court with Indy younger bench players. Can he get up and down the court? But it's going to be interesting if Thibs goes to Burks.
Really, I mean, does. I would like to see Burks out there, you know, in my opinion. I think he could still help us if he's figured things out, but that's, I get it. That's a big if.
Yeah, Big Tass is, look, bro, we've been battle tested. Why are we nervous? I'm not nervous, but Big Task, just stay calm, you know, just stay focused. Stay focused. But I'm not nervous, yo. I'm confident. I really am. But
likewise.
And think about this. We were the underdog versus the Philadelphia 76ers, and Big Nick Energy in the chat says the Knicks, the ESPN experts all picked the Knicks. So when I saw that, I was like, don't do that. Like, I don't want you picking us. Like, I want to be the underdog. Like, I don't want anyone picking us because you haven't been picking us all year. But look, it, as expected, I feel like the Knicks matching up with the Pacers, like I said, coming into the 76ers series, our second round could be easier than our first round. And here we are versus the Indiana Pacers in the second round, which is why you wanted to finish the second seed, avoid Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. But yeah, all of them picked the Knicks.
That did kind of bother me, man. Because like you, I also like being the underdogs, you know. But hey, look, I mean, about time they recognize, you know, this Knicks squad is not the same old Knicks, right?
Yeah.
So it's nice on the flip side, but I do wish we were the underdogs.
Yeah, I wish we were the underdog. Look, as long as JB is going to put up these numbers, 35 and a half points a game in the playoffs, I mean, and look, Jalen Brunson, this is from Brunson Muse on Twitter. Jalen Brunson's last five games versus the Indiana Pacers, 34. Look, exactly what he's doing in the playoffs. But look at that 3-point percentage.
Yeah.
46%, which is why I'm saying our backcourt can really blow up against the Pacers. Dante and JB can go off. There could be games where both of them combine for 50-plus points. It's possible, you know? Am I being too optimistic there?
No. If Jalen Brunson shoots 40-plus percent from three in this series, I'd say Knicks in four.
That's crazy. 46% from three in the regular season, though. Well, in the regular season. But
because – I mean, look, in versus the 76ers, you know, JB didn't shoot the three ball all that great. And he was still dropping 30, 40 points, you know. So just imagine if that three ball just starts falling for JB, forget it, man. You can't guard him at that point.
Got a Pacers fan in here that said, I think he said Pacers in six. He said Pacers got to run New York out of the building. Okay. I love it, man. Bring it on. Bring it on. Knicks, Pacers, we back, man.
We're going to find out.
Just like in the 90s. Tyler says, I also think Thibs coaches circles around Rick Carlisle. That's another thing we saw this season and in the first round. Knicks made a lot of adjustments in that first round, and they're going to do more of the same. Double teaming Embiid in game six, first half, driving us crazy. Second half, they scaled it back, made the adjustment, put Dante on tight and Maxi in game six. So there's going to be games where obviously every game, like I said, every game is a chapter, and game one isn't going to be like game two. But the beauty of having home court is that both of these next two are in Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
And it's going to be electric. It's going to be crazy. Fireworks, right? That's what they say.
It's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. And look, we got to protect home court. You know, it would be great if we could get the first two, because you know, Indy's going to be like, hey, we just got to take one of these. Let's just take one of these. We got to get them both.
1-0 with Julius Randle on the bench too, Chris. After Julius Randle came back to CAA. The game after that, you see him on the bench in Philly. Yeah. I kind of have a theory around this. It could be totally wrong. Like, I could be just speaking out of pocket here. But I feel like, why is this still on the screen? Pacers going to run New York out of the Get this off my screen. So Randle goes back to CAA. Next game, he goes to Philadelphia and sits at the end of the bench with the New York Knicks. I could just be looking too much into this. He sees the Knicks having, obviously, you know, success without him on the court. Advanced to the second round without him on the court, switches agencies. What if his previous agency didn't, what if he wanted to get surgery back in January when the injury happened? And what if his previous agency said, no, rest up, let's see if you can get back and, you know, let's see if you can get back on the court in time for the playoffs. What happens after that? Randle tries to rest up, re-injures his shoulder, gets surgery April. So in essence, his season's done. But I just feel like there was some friction there in terms of Randle's previous agency and Julius Randle. Maybe there was some people that were, you know, in disagreement. And Randle goes back to CAA because that was like out of the blue. Like, yeah. When that happened, I was like, and then he sits on the end of the bench versus the Philadelphia 76ers, which is, look, like I said, I could just be totally off base here. But, and what if he also got, quote unquote, promised an extension? Going back to CAA, getting promised an extension. I don't know. What do you think about that whole Randle theory that I have?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, I was kind of surprised to see him out there, you know, at that Philly game. So, like, I don't know. That's a hell of a theory, man.
I look. I'm the type that looks so deep into things, but could be totally wrong here.
But I think it's true in the sense that, like, it did come out of the blue, man. Like, he had just switched agencies. You know, we were all talking about, like, man, is Julius gone after this season? What is that telling us? And boom, right back with CAA. I mean, what, less than a year later? It wouldn't surprise me if maybe they had some type of, you know, dispute versus, you know, resting his shoulder and getting surgery right away. Whether or not he would have been able to come back, you know, if he got surgery earlier, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but that's pretty damn interesting, man. I mean, something had to happen for him to switch back over to CAA. Can't just be like, all right, I'm not feeling you. Goodbye.
Big Taz says Randle went back to CAA so that he doesn't get traded. Look, maybe Randle wanted to get the surgery back in January. And there were people, I think Ian Begley even tweeted at the time, there were people who thought if he got the surgery back in January, he could have been back for, you know, this playoff run, which was crazy. But wow. Look, that was just my little friction there. He went back to CAA, maybe, you know, an extension. Possibly he doesn't want to get traded. He loves being in New York. He sees the team having success. I don't know, but that's Randle. Hopefully you get back soon, Ju. Stay on that bench too. We like to see you out there, man, supporting the guys. I miss Ju. I miss Big Ju out there, man.
I do too, man. I think it was dope to see him out there, you know. Whether he was cheering or not, I don't know, because like that screenshot shows, that's pretty much all we saw of Julius Randle when he was on the bench. Clap.
Yeah, he was cheering. he dapped up JB after he walked off the court. He was cheering. Look, put yourself in Randle's shoes. Like,
nah, yeah.
I would be the same way. Hoodie. Like, yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough,
yo,
man.
It's no secret. Julius wants to be out there. And he said it. He said it in the pod with Jalen and Hart. You know, he was like, look, I want to experience success here. I want to be a part of it all. So you know it's killing him to see the Knicks rolling in the 76ers series, and he's just rehabbing, you know? That has to be killing him deep down inside.
Yeah.
But like I've said many, many times, I think Julius Randle is part of the solution. I think he's here to stay. I hope he's here to stay. I hope the Knicks, you know, extend him. And who knows, maybe we'll get, you know, Randle in a little bit of a team-friendly deal.
Yeah. Look, Tyler Natas says Randle deserves to lift that Larry O'Brien Chersey trophy in New York. He does, man. He does. And look, he was devastated when the injury happened. But, yeah, that was my little just Randle theory that he went back to see. Like, I could totally be off base. I probably am off base. But I look at things deeper than, you know. Because that was just out of the blue, that agency switch. But you never know.
Never know, man.
Ready for some trivia, Chris?
Let's do it. Ooh.
Got a throwback question here.
The franchise.
So just to be clear, Knicks in 5 versus Pacers. Lock it in. Chris?
Knicks in 6.
Knicks in 6. Those in the chat, we feel confident. Knicks in 5, Knicks in 6. We do a trivia every week. It's my turn to ask Chris a question. Throwing it back a little bit, Chris. This is like a random question. How many points per game did Steve Francis average for the Knicks in the 2005-2006 NBA season?
I know it's not a 21.2. I'm going to scratch that off. I don't even think he scored 15. I don't remember Steve Francis having much of an impact at all for the Knicks, to be honest. You know, I'm gonna go with C, 10.8.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You're right. It is 10.8 points per game.
Let's go.
That actually shocked me.
That was a guess.
when I think of, obviously, Steve, I remember the game winner down in Washington where he hit a crazy game winning shot.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I thought it was more than that. I was like 10.8.
No, he just, you know, he was already on the back end at that point, and it just didn't look, you know, he didn't look like the Steve Francis we all knew, you know, like even when he was in Houston, for instance. Yeah. So, you know, I knew it couldn't be 21 or 15. So I just itty meeny miny mode with 12 and 10.
Yeah, you got it, man. Steve Francis averaged 10.8 points a game. A little bit of a random question for Chris, kind of to throw him off a little bit. But hey, look, if you were to ask me this question, I honestly would have thought it was going to be D. Like, I thought it was above 15 at least, but 10.8 hey, points a game for Steve.
Knicks fans wished it was too, man.
Terrible. Yeah. B, C.
Once a Nick, always a Nick, right?
Who got it right in the chat? TA got it right. C in the chat. Joel says 15.6. That's my guess. Yeah. So there you have it, guys. Knicks, Pacers, we're getting it started. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be electric in MSG. I got the Knicks in five. I think, you know, obviously our guys will have a big, big showing out party, man. Josh Hart already got the NY braids on his head.
Yep.
He's ready, you know. Everyone's ready.
The K this time. He has the full NYK up in there. It's crazy, man.
Let's do it. I'm excited. I'm confident. I feel good. We're going to get this done, New York. And let's go win another round for the city.
Yes, sir.
And let's get crazy. Again, don't ever tell anyone, don't ever let anyone tell you how to celebrate. I'm telling you that right now. We've been through a lot, Knicks fans. I'm telling you. I hear a lot of stuff on the radio complaining about Knicks fans celebrating. Just throw that out there, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy this run.
Enjoy it. Do it safely, you know, but enjoy it, you know. It's our time. It's our time to celebrate. Why not? Why not?
Let's go. Game one. We ready for you. Appreciate every single one of you in the chat. If you haven't done so already, please smash the subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Smash the like button as well. We also have a Knicks Nation Discord. The link is in the description. You can hop in the Discord. Chris is in there. I'm in there. And yeah. Trying to grow the Discord as well. You can also download the Autograph app using code NYK. Autograph has Knicks content creators all in the app. We're in there. A bunch of Knicks content creators are in there. The podcast, the news, the stats. They also do giveaways. The Deuce McBride jersey giveaway, Knicks playoff tickets giveaway. The Autograph app you can download and use code NYK to get access in that app. Chris. This was fun. Anything else you wanted to touch on, chime in before we head up on here?
Knicks in six, baby. We taking the series.
Knicks in five. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.